Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Otis Kingsman, and in today's episode, we're figuring out this fascinating function of feces from listener Lara.
Is there a biological benefit for cats and dogs to bury their feces? Can it help plants grow similar to horse manure?
We all love our pets, but their poos are often something we just have to deal with. However, if we use horse manure as fertiliser, why don't we do the same with our pets' little surprises? Here with us to explain why is the primary medical care director of the veterinary medicine company Linnaeus, Dr. Simon Hayes.
Well, Lara, that's a really interesting question, and there's several responses to it, really. I would say that probably cats bury their feces much more than dogs do. Dogs, you'll often see in the park after they've gone to the toilet, they'll sort of scrape the grass with their back feet. And that's because they've produced pheromones in their feet and they're scent marking when they do that. Cats, however, are very fastidious animals, and you'll often, whether they're using a litter tray or the soil outside, you'll see them burying their feces. Now, that stems back from the fact that the wild cats are very concerned about being seen and being known that they're there. So they're trying to protect themselves from predators, and they're trying to let their prey know that they're not there.
We all know just how much poos can stink. And other animals can detect it just as easily. By burying their poos, it masks the smell so the predators find it difficult to hunt them, and prey won't be aware that they're in the cat's territory.
Now, the second part of the question is whether or not cat and dog feces can help plants to grow. So actually, dog and cat feces is a really very good manure and fertiliser, but it's really not recommended to use it because if you think about what they eat a very high protein diet. So horses, cattle, they eat a very high plant-based diet. And the fibres that are in the feces end up creating that really great manure. The problem with the dog and cat feces is that that protein diet causes high acidity. And what that means is that it can become dangerous to the plants. But not only dangerous to the plants, there's problems for growing vegetables and fruit crops.
A creature's diet is what determines the contents of its feces. Dogs and cats especially are often let loose and eat whatever is right in front of them, regardless of how healthy it is or where it came from. So their poos may also contain dangerous acids and parasites within it, and those can end up in the plant.
So a small gram of dog feces will contain something like 23 million coliform bacteria. And not only have we got bacteria, we've also got parasites to worry about. So dogs and cats carry roundworms and tapeworms, and they also carry some protozoa, for example, Giardia. And if those parasites end up in the soil, then they can lay eggs on the fruit or the veg that you're trying to grow, and that can end up causing serious illness in people. Now, there are treatments that you can put dog and cat feces through in order to make them safer fertilizers, but to be honest, I wouldn't recommend it.
So, Lara, cats and dogs bury their feces as a survival instinct to hide themselves from predators and prey. But by doing so, it doesn't have any benefit for plants due to the protein-based diet. But this answer shouldn't detract from how adorable our pets can be. Thank you to Dr. Simon Hayes for helping us find that answer. Next week, we're finding the explanation of this major medication method from listener Candy.
I have hyponatremia, and it's a result of a medication. How does a drug stop your body from using or absorbing all of the salt that you consume?
If you at home have a question, submit it to our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum, or email us at chris@nakedscientists.com. Alternatively, you can pop it on our website, nakedscientists.com. I'm Otis Kingsman. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.